Mark, now you have this EVP sound. Tell us a little bit about that. Set it up for us, if you would.
Okay. That was done in a place called the Jenny Wade Birthplace. Jenny Wade was the only civilian killed in a three-day battle that took 51,000 casualties, military casualties. This was her birthplace, and we had an opportunity to go in it, and it was in the evening. It was after hours. There was absolutely no noise whatsoever in the place. I had done some research, which I always like to do, to find out the names of people that were associated with the site, and I found out that a John Fouts owned the place and was actually renting it to Jenny Wade's parents. Her mother's name was Mary Ann Philby, was her maiden name, so I used that name and addressed her. And so it was interesting because the technique I use, I have a small handheld Panasonic digital recorder, and I will ask a question, and then it's on it's set on voice activation, so I'll ask a question and then just stand in complete and total silence. You have to be careful with it. You can't move your hand on it at all, because I've noticed that that will set up some, you know, enough vibration to actually record something. So you have to be completely standing still and with no noise in the room. And we got some very, very unusual, what I consider answers to these questions. Now, it's not, as I said before, George, it's not like you and me talking right now. It's a little garbled. It's a little hazy, mainly because these people don't have voice boxes.
You know, well, that's true.
to communicate. I'm thinking that it's a communication by using electromagnetic means. That's why EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, started showing up in the late 1940s, or maybe even a little bit earlier than that, when electromagnetic tape was invented. Because suddenly there was a medium where the electromagnetic communication that spirits could use could actually be imprinted on something. And it seems to work just as well with digital as well.
Okay.
So I asked the questions, and you'll hear obviously my voice, and then you'll hear what our answers. As I said, they're a little garbled, but I'll play them for you here.
All right, here we go. Listen closely, everyone.
All right, here it is.
John Fouts, are you here? John Fouts, you owned this house, didn't you? Mary Ann Philby Wade, did you feel poor here? Did you and your daughters have to work hard? Did you work hard sewing?
And that was the extent of it.
Well, they answered you.
Yeah, and it's like I said, if you don't understand it, you have to listen to it a little bit to kind of get the to hear what they're saying. The remarkable thing is that there's anything at all on the recorder, because it was recorded in total silence.
Now, and I was going to say, too, you do not hear that with your ears.
No.
When you're doing that. So you have no idea if you got anything, right?
Well, the only way you can tell you're getting something is there are visuals on the recorder. In other words, there are numbers that, and, you know, talk about creeping you out. You know, you'll be standing there in total silence in the middle of the dark battlefield and ask a question, did you die here? And all of a sudden your recorder, the numbers start moving.
Okay, you don't hear anything, but you see the monitor.
Yeah, so it's a little scary at times.